Tonight, First Lady Michelle Obama is to address the Democratic National Convention. And the public opinion polls show that the president still leads with women voters, with a public opinion policy poll showing that the president is up 51% to 44% over Mitt Romney. Ann Romney took the stage to soften the image of her husband during the Republican convention in Tampa, along with an effort to appeal to women on behalf of the presidential standard bearer. Salisbury City Councilmember Laura Mitchell is a delegate to the Democratic National Convention, her first time in attendance. What do you see the First Lady Michelle Obama accomplishing in her address, as say, compared to Ann Romney?
Well, I think that even though we have seen President Obama over the last 4 years, we've seen pictures of him and clips of him with his family, with his daughters, being a father, being a husband, there's still something, because they're so far removed for security reasons from everyday Americans, there's still a need to personalize them. So I think you probably see some of the same things. I don't think that she has the issue of trying to convince people that he's a nice guy, but just trying to understand how much he cares and why it's so important to him to have 4 more years to continue the progress that we've made, because it does mean so much to him that turning back now would be, almost heartbreaking.
I want to turn to the gender gap. And at the Republican convention, they really did push back on this idea that there was a war on women, as a number of Democrats have suggested.
If it's not a war, I'm not sure what they call it. They would argue that they're not waging war on women, but they're certainly not including us. From our side, we have so much diversity in ethnicities, in gender, in socioeconomic status, and the full gamut, that we couldn't put any one group all up on stage. They're peppered throughout our entire crowd. There are so many women. And to put a few people up on stage, whether it be women or some particular ethnicity, We're not pandering to any one group. We're including the group.
What do you say to the Republican refrain that asks, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
I would argue that we are better off. I just had this conversation downstairs, because rather than heading into a recession right now, we're coming out of it. Are we 100%? No. Are we where we all need to be? No. There are still people that are out of work. We're not great, but we're better than we were 4 years ago, because 4 years ago we were in a nosedive when President Obama took office.
Now, you come to this convention with a personal story in which you were homeless at a young age after suffering from some abuse. Do you ever imagine that you would be one day at a national convention to nominate a president of the United States?
Oh, my gosh, no. I didn't imagine 2 years ago that I would be sitting in a national convention. I didn't imagine that I would be holding elected office. I didn't imagine that any of this would be possible. I still have to pinch myself. It's still astounding to me, but it's, I felt this late last year. I felt this pull that I needed to be a part of this convention. I really wanted to be here, and I wasn't sure why. I really didn't know what that was about, and as it turns out, the comments and things that have happened in the last several weeks from the Republican side, from Senator Aiken and from Representative King, the comments about not knowing of any children that have become pregnant from incest or rape, or not giving a woman a choice. I have always said I don't think it's something I could do. But then again, if I were in that circumstance, again, that I would want to have that choice, and that every woman should have that right to make the decision for herself, and to earn equal pay, and to shape their lives the way they want. And I didn't always have those choices myself, but when I had the opportunity, I made the choices that I needed to make to that have led me where I've gotten. I mean, running away at 14 years old was not easy. Going out and living on my own in Florida, where I knew absolutely no one, did, and didn't have a place to live, lived in the car for many months. That was not an easy trek, but it was a choice that I made. It was a decision that I had to make, and it was, as it turns out, certainly not an easy road that way either, but it was the best decision for me in the end. And I think that I'm much more open-minded about people and what they have to offer, sometimes more than they even are aware of, because of my history and what I've, where I came from and what I've been through, what I've experienced in my life. And to be doing what I'm doing right now, it really is kind of a story of endless possibilities.
Salisbury City Councilmember Laura Mitchell, who was attending the Democratic National Convention as a delegate. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.